more glorious than Vaikunth also. By what? Why he is glorious? Because in Vaikunth there is no janma.
No birth.
But in Braja, janmana, Krishna has, you have taken birth here. Not only for that, in Braja, you Braja mana, you walk, you run, you do so many pastimes. There are no father and mother in Vaikuntha, but here you have Nanda and Yashoda as father mother, and by that one father and mother you not satisfied, so you met so many persons like his father in Brahma one day. When Brahma stole the cows,
cow and boy and calf.
Calves. Then Krishna became
calves
and boys, cowherds. And then he tested the vatsalaras by so many fathers and mothers. And after that he became calves, and so many lakhs and lakhs cows become her mother. And yet he was not satisfied, went in door to door to gopis to receive vatsalya ras there also. So these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha. He also went to Gocharan. No Gocharan in Vaikuntha. He played with so many cowherds, not in Vaikuntha. Only one Lakshmi is there.
Only one?
One or three?
Three
Bhulila. Are you okay? Khali abar kharaab kar. But there, in Vaikuntha, no such pastimes. There became ras, no ras in Vaikuntha. So, in Vaikuntha, we don't see any Nandan Kanan like Vrindavan. Nandan Kanan, Nandan means Krishna Kanan, Vrindavan. He had no description there as flowers and so many things, Jamuna River, Giraj Govardhan or anything. But here we see that so many beautiful things. So, Braj is most glorious than Vaikuntha. Srayat Indira Swasvadatrahi. Indira means Sampada and Sampad Adhisthatri Devata. Sampad means wealth.
Wealth
and goddesses of wealth, both. And both have come in Indira, and that Indira, which is the worshipable of all Brahma, Shankar and all, here giving service in Vrindavan. Actually, Kamala or Indira is the master of Vaikuntha. But here that queen of Vaikuntha is serving in so many ways in Braja.
Maharaj, but I thought she could not enter.
Huh?
I thought that Lakshmi could not enter Braja, even though she is a child.
Gopis are mad in prem. So they are telling like so.
They're appreciating the opulence of Vrindavan.
Really, this is the description of Vrindavan. That being so much Aishwarya Bhumi Vaikuntha, Vrindavan is so sweet and so fragrant and so in every way that Vaikuntha does not will not be compared to Vrindavan, to a dust of Vrindavan. That is the main thing. And there they are telling in Prem Mada that by the cause of this Indira is always, Saswat means always, in Vrindavan. All are so much glad and Anandapurna. Huh? Anandapurna, you know?
Full of?
Glad. But only one, we are so unhappy in this Vrindavan, only one we. So, only we, in whole Vrindavan, all are happy, but only one, we the gopis, and who gopis? Tavaka. Tavaka means Pava Tavaka. Pava means yours.
Your gopis.
Your gopis. Your gopis means you have taken us as yours. And we also think that we are yours. But it has been told in sorrow, in separation. Otherwise, Sri Ramati Radhika Paksha, they see that Krishna is ours. And Chandravali thinks that we are Krishna. Srimati Radhika cannot tell like so. So it seems that this is
Chandravali's side,
this shloka has been done.
But it could be taken either way.
Another way it can be taken. So we are feeling so much separation, and that anyone has not got yet dukkha like, kast like us. What? Anyone?
And no one is suffering like us.
Suffering like us.
Miserable condition.
In past also, and in future also, anyone will not be unhappy like us. Now we want to Daita Drishyatan. Drishyatan means two meanings.
Or they either see you or that you should see us.
Both the meanings are hidden. Drishyatan means you should see us. And other meaning that you should come out in our front and we will see you, we'll look you. Both the meanings. First, you should see me. That this meaning is that you should see us only one time. We pray. Why you are praying? Because we are dying. Why you are dying? We are dying that you have not seen gopis like us. So you should see us and make your eyes fulfilled. That is why. In the last chapter, we have read that Aknatang Phalam, Phalamidam,
Na
Param Vidama, that is sloka. You remember that slok? That it has been told that gopis are telling to Krishna that when you see us by the corner of your eyes and we do archan by our eyes, if anyone will see that scene, then the successful of these eyes are there. And we have described that, explained that slok in so many various things. And lastly we explained that Radhika, you are saying towards Radhika, when Srimati Radhika is playing on flute and you see by the corner of, and Radhika is seeing you from the core of her eyes, and you become puzzled. Your mukuti is going on,
falling down,
or Pitambar is also going, her eyes are successful. But here, we are dying. Why you are dying? We want that you should see us. Why? Because if you will see us, your eyes will be successful. You will think that I have not seen a scene like this. Why, I will see tomorrow, a day after tomorrow and other day? No. Because our this Kishore Avastha may go. Today we are in Kishore Avastha. Because the age which goes away never returns. Galoje divas na sibe ar ebe Krishna ki hobe upar. Have you read this kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, taking the side of gopis. Galoje divas, the days of this body. Today we are fit and we are excess beautiful and lovely and sweet and fragrant, so soft. But tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, it may go. So you are thinking that you have not seen us. You should see today and make your eyes perfect. So you are so such. Vishwanath Chakravarti has telling, but he has told?
Not that point.
He has told perhaps something. What he has told?
No, he tells another thing.
What?
He says, if in response to the word, just look, Krishna asks, what should I look at? They say, your devotees are looking for you. Don't doubt. Why are these gopis allowing themselves to suffer distress for so long? This doubt they answer. Our life heirs have been offered to you by ourselves.
Oh, he has not given all these things. These are sacred things. So beautiful things these are. Perhaps he has not understand all these things. Those are
the person
translated in English.
No.
Here is this thing. We can derive all these things from this explanation, but he cannot do.
He can only translate the words.
Words only, not their mood and inner meaning. Meanings are these.
One time you were explaining some verses from this Gita, and you said that Krishna had left because he wanted to see the gopis actually go to express their affection.
The thing is that when I read,
yeah.
I have new one. What I have told, I don't remember. But now, I remember the most important thing. And it may be that after some days, I may discover some more and more things in here. One kind of explanation, but the readers and those who anusilan, do anusilan,
they can derive so many things in her. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Before him, mane unke pehle,
Shridhar Swami,
and all others, but they could not touch the these things before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There are Vichanvate, word Vichanvate, last word, Vichanvate. Oh yes, look, look, you see, we are searching you, I am searching, and we are feeling so much separation for you. Why you are searching me? Malli, to show us to you. You should see. If you will see one time towards us, your eyes, yourself, you will be successful in this world. Because in this world there is nothing beautiful and sweet than us. Why you are doing so? There are 10. Because we have accepted you ours, and you have accepted us tavaka. Tavaka means yours. And you are saying that we are getting so much suffering. We are feeling so much suffering. And this suffering is only for you, not for us. We are suffering. They are telling that if we will not see, we will die. Because our jaungan will be, jaungan means our
birth. Our birth, our life.
No, no. Our this time, young age, meaning kishore avastha, will be done.
Completed.
Finished.
So we are dying for this, that we cannot show our this thing to you. Yet we are yours, but you have not seen it. This is the cause of our separation.
So Krishna.
Achha. Then Krishna that telling that you have become Unmadini. And that is why you are telling. Unmadini, you know?
Mad. Crazy.
There is so much difference between madness and unmad. No?
I don't know what mind you have.
You feel it? There is so much difference between madness and unmadini. Madness has nothing here.
Yeah.
No?
Mad this, based on love.
And this, so much webs of love here in Unmad. Gopis are telling that if we are Unmadini, but you have done and the dosh is yours, not of ours.
It is your fault,
yeah.
Not our fault. So you should die. You should die. Gopis are telling, they say, we are not dying because of you. Because we have given our dhritasava. Dhritasava is sab. Dhrita asav. Asav means pran. Pran means
life here.
We have given everything to you. And we are feeling separation and we are going to die, but we cannot die also. We are doing like chatpat.
Restless,
always restless. Then you should die. How can we die? Because we gave everything and my life into you. and you are seeing us, that they are feeling separation and so much sorry, and they are burning in viraha anal,
fire
of separation. And you seeing this, you are so much happy, you are feeling so much happiness. And at that time, this pranvayu is under you, so they are living there with full happiness. If our pran were in our body, then they would have been burnt. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote maine, they have been burnt
long before.
But they are very smoothly and happily, they are residing in your heart, in you. So we are not dying also. And you want that we should suffer, and seeing that, you will be very happy. We see it, and that is why you have gone out of sight. If you will die, then you will not feel happiness, because there are none who can act like us. So you take our pranvayu in you, and we could not die. We are not dying. The explanation of Jiva Goswami is in some difference. I am telling only their specialities. Who are here? Daite. What?
Beloved. We don't have Jiva Goswami's.
But I am telling some facts from that, which are important. Almost all the same. But something, in two or three lines I will tell. Why you kept?
So I can listen more intently.
That is listening.
Daite Bhajiva
Goswami. Daite.
We only have beloved.
Daite means, has so many meanings. Daite means anukampate. Anukampa means mercy. You are daite. We are so much feeling separation. We are unhappy. So seeing us, you should be merciful to us, because you are daite. Daite means you have the treasure of mercy,
daya.
Acha, daite. Or daite means chittam adatte. Those who tax anyone's heart, chitta, is daita. Daita means a poet, and his name is Kiraswami. From Kiraswami he is giving that meaning. That daita means chittam adaita. You have taken our heart. So you are daite. Really, the meaning is that daite means lover. Who can give his everything to daita? Daita means those who those who are beloved to that Daita. So here he is telling that gopis are telling this sloka weeping so that Krishna may heard this and he will have mercy upon them. Especially the mercy comes